This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Another blow for the HHS contraceptive or pregnancy interdiction mandate came Wednesday as the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia ordered the mandate not be implemented in the case of Liberty University until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. The ruling means justices found Liberty University to have been harmed and that Liberty had a strong likelihood of prevailing at the Supreme Court. Rasmussen reports in their latest poll found that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and pro-life Florida Senator Marco Rubio leading among likely Republican voters for the Republican nomination for president. Pro-life advocates are seeking a way past pro-abortion vetoes, good Supreme Court justices, and a reinstitution of rules like the Mexico City policy. A tragic video focuses on the abortion practice of Douglas Carpin, considered the second Kermit Gosnell, because he has killed those born alive after abortions. Life Dynamics' latest video features the story of an abortion patient of Dr. Carpin. This is Life News Radio. During this August recess for Congress, it's important to know that with no election for the next 15 months, legislators will be holding town halls and meetings with their constituents. A quick visit to your legislator's website will give you a quick and simple way to get started with your pro-life activity. For more tips, visit lifenews.com. And Then There Were None is a pro-life outreach to abortion workers. You may have heard of retreats helping women recover from abortion. This group not only offers abortion workers a way out of that industry, but helps them heal from the grief of countless sad and tragic stories. Director Abby Johnson ran an abortion clinic in Texas. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.